This is going to be called Leadership 101. 101. Back to the basics. I've been reading a interesting book lately about a fallen leader. Okay? And let me tell you something. That leaders all fall the same way. They compromise. Amen? And you know what? If you don't want to fall, you can't compromise. Father, I just ask today, Lord, that each person in this room listens to what is spoken and they understand this truth, that we must live for you always. There are no vacations. There is you and our destiny, and as we go down the path, we'll receive it if we do not compromise. So, Leadership 101, back to the basics. The first thing I'm going to tell you is do not compromise. You know, I get angry at you guys that are in leadership. You guys that have been with me for a while. Because by what you do, you set precedent that brings rebellion into my house. Amen? I have told each of you, you can't be a clown. Amen? Write that down. I can't be a clown. I can't be a jokester. I must be serious. You must receive this if you're going to be a great leader. All right? Number two, of course you cannot compromise. All right? Now let me talk to you about something right now. That it does not matter. It does not matter how you feel about a person. I don't care if you're best friends. You cannot play favorites. If I hear that you are letting people make decisions about what jobs they are doing because they're a buddy of yours, I am going to spank you so hard that your head is going to spin. If somebody tells you no, they're not going to do a job, you immediately send that person to me. You understand? I'm telling you right now that I want this to happen immediately starting right now. Okay? If they tell you they're not going to do a job, they sit in my office till I got time to speak to them. All right? And I'm going to tell you that's going to be a short speech. You be careful who you're friendly with. Because those are the people that will abuse you. Does that make sense? Make Jesus your friend. And I'll be honest with you right now that these things are going to be your biggest problem. This one right here. You know, if you break the rules for a friend, then how is anybody going to listen to you when you tell them not to break the rules? Are they going to respect you? No. They're going to think you're a stinking clown. Amen? You know, there's a lot of... Listen, it's not perfection that I'm looking for. But each of you has been here for at least a year. You know the rules. Amen? There's nothing new here. There's not a new rule of any real kind that's been put into place in the last year. Is there? So you know the rules. So you must follow the rules. Before you've got the brass balls to open your mouth and spout at others for them to follow the rules. Do you understand that? Because if you don't follow the rules, why the hell should they listen to you? Why should they respect you? Why should they seek your counsel? Amen? You know, there's a lot of people that come to the Lord and they want to do a great work for God, but it depends on the time of the month and the season of the year. You must have discipline. You understand? You need discipline. In what? In what you know you're supposed to do. I'm a little angry today. You know, and I can't lie to you. Because, and I'm not going to sin or anything, but I'm going to make this point. That I have poured in a year or better to each one of you. Alright? You get my life's blood. You get more of my time than my wife. And I mean, that's hard for you to understand, but it's not hard for me to understand. Just because you don't see me, don't mean I'm not studying the Word, that I'm not thinking about what I should speak, that I'm not thinking about everything I do with my life. And you need to receive that in the manner that it is meant. Right? And you need to do what you're supposed to do because it's the right thing to do. And I should not have to go back to those same old issues again and again and again. It's time to grow up. I was talking to Cliff a little earlier today. And, you know, I got to throw the net out wider. Why? Because in the midst of people, I've been through thousands and thousands and thousands, right? And in those thousands, there's a few great men and women that are going to do the right thing, right? And those are the ones that I want to be around, the ones that want to do. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't want to be around everybody. But the ones I want to pour into are the ones that are going to receive. And the way I know that they're going to receive is they have received and used what they are already been taught. Amen? And, you know, it's like I've talked, let's talk about this friend thing for a minute. You know what? You guys go out there and imitate a leader and bring grievous things down on others, and yet you let people pick and choose your jobs. You are a sick puppy. Amen? Everybody is the same in Christ. Everybody. You assign a person a job, you're the boss. They don't tell you nothing. You tell them. Amen? If they don't want to do it, then you're done. You send them to me. Because the next thing they get is they get a ticket out of here. Alright? You know, the cost of being here is doing what's assigned to them. If they have something wrong, I'll make that decision. But I got one guy here right now that's always got something wrong. And it's not any of the ones that you're thinking about, more than likely. But I've been watching this person the whole time. And he has the facade of obedience. And he has the facade of the love of God. But he is lazy and shiftless. And it's not even the ones that you're probably thinking about. Amen? Let me tell you something. You better learn to pick your friends. And if you have friends that you want to do something wrong or don't care about doing something wrong with, just because of them, whoever they are, you need to cut that baby loose. You understand? If you're around somebody that causes you to break rules, you need to cut them loose. Because they're no good for you. Right? If you're around somebody that you seem to want to bend over backwards for, because they're your friend, you need to cut them loose. Are you getting my point? My point is everybody's the same and you better damn sure treat them that way. Now what you do in your moments after work and stuff, hey, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you if it inhibits your work during your work hours and it inhibits your line of thought because of that relationship, then you need to get out of it. Get rid of it. Throw it away. Amen? The next thing I want to talk about a lot is do not clown. Do not clown. Quit playing around all the time. Quit muttering nonsense all the time. Quit talking about a whole lot of nothing all the time. Amen? Quit it. Because if that's how you are, nobody's listening to you. Nobody respects you. Nobody likes a clown. A clown is funny at a party. This ain't a party. This is a discipleship. Amen? You're going to be a leader? You got to get serious. Win. All the time. Now you watch me, and I flow, and I sit there, and I make a joke now and then, and I smile, and I move on. Usually, almost all the time, I use that to make a point. If you aren't making a point to bring apart a godly change in somebody, or to let them see the human side long enough to realize that they can be human too, then you're just a stinking clown. Amen? And nobody's going to listen to a clown. So what am I telling you? Get serious. How much? 100%. It has nothing to do with the joy. You get it? I have joy, man. I mean, God is so good in my life. And I make mistakes, and I'm not talking about making mistakes. I'm talking about the circumstances that lead up to mistakes are the ones you got to change. And the biggest one is who you hang out with and who you are developing a friendship with. Amen? Get serious about your mission first. And let everything else be secondary. Do not compromise. What does that mean? You know right, you know wrong, just do it. Do you understand? Just do it. You should be there. You should be getting there. You should be on track. Oh, yeah. Here. I got a good one. You as a leader, do not backbite, talk about, tell them other people that they're wrong, your leadership. You all should be past backbiting me. You understand? Does that make sense? You should be past that. I should never have to hear how you're talking about me. Right? I put up with that for a year already, or more. It should be done. When I tell you to do something, you need to be quiet. Why? Because everybody watches you. And if you aren't quiet, when you go to tell somebody something, they're going to act just like you. And that's going to make you mad. Amen? These are very basic things that you need to learn in your life. Number one, do not compromise. Number two, do not clown, get serious. Amen? Number three, be careful in your friendships. And if they cause you to be lenient towards somebody you know, get rid of it. You don't show leniency to your friends in ministry. If they're your friends, they should never ask you for leniency in your ministry. Right? Doesn't that make sense? And if they do, or they play you, then they ain't your friend. You are their sucker. Right? Discipline yourself. It's like I walked out there today and I told everybody, get at least 20 feet apart. Do you know why? Because if you're standing 5 or 10 foot from somebody, almost always you're going to slip a word in now and then. Amen? You need to be away from each other. Why? Because then you won't be tempted in your discipline. You know, a lot of discipline is your positioning of yourself. Isn't it? Right? What do you do with yourself? If you don't put yourself in the face of temptation, you probably aren't going to get tempted. Learn to recognize those things in your life. When I say discipline yourself, get away from me having to discipline you. Amen? You know, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people get depressed. Whatever, you know. I'm going to tell you that, you know, you don't need me. By now, you should be in these stages where you are disciplining yourself. But you see, it's got to be the desire of your heart for that discipline. Amen? You got to want to discipline yourself. And number five, don't backbite me no more. Amen? Don't say nothing about me. If you don't think I'm right, pray for me. I pray for you. All right? But you're not going to understand me until you are in my position. So don't try. And don't justify your failings by backbiting me to your roomies. Amen? Why? Because if you do that, they're not going to respect you as a leader. Right? Well, so-and-so said, you know, well, he's always in a, this ain't right and that ain't right. Well, man, if you're a sniveling, whining little baby, what makes you think they ain't going to be a sniveling, whining little baby? You are the example. Amen? Well, he's mean. No. Actually, I'm not mean. I used to be mean. You guys just never been around anybody mean, I guess. So grow up. Above all, remember, everyone is watching everything. You say and do. Have you noticed that? If it seems like they don't take you seriously, it's because you aren't very serious. If the only way you can get action out of somebody is yelling and screaming, it's because they have absolutely no respect for you because you're not a person that needs to be respected. Amen? You watch me walk into a room. Now, you might tell me whatever, but I'm going to tell you it's the Lord that's done that in my life. When I speak, everybody listens. Do you know why? Because number one, they know I'm very serious. Number two, they know that I am going to serve God. And number three, they know I'm not going to tolerate their crap. Right? But what has brought me to that place is that I live that, remembering everyone is watching. Are you hearing me? You want respect? You got to respect your leadership. That means you got to be obedient to it consistently. You don't backbite it. You don't tell, if you got nothing good to say, you got nothing to say at all. The next thing you got to remember is you got to quit compromising before you're going to get anybody to listen to you as a leader, period. If you don't quit clowning, nobody's going to respect you. If you can't shut up, nobody's going to listen to you. Amen? Get serious. What does that mean? Not your version, God's version. Well, Brother Dominic, I've been in ministry now over a year. Who gives a rip? You're called for the rest of your life. What's one stinking year? Amen? Well, I've been here 2 years. Who cares? 3, 5, who cares? It's not relevant. You're called to serve God all your life. You're supposed to be serious about those things all your life. You're supposed to watch your mouth all your life. You're supposed to remember everybody watches you all your life. We are a ministry of babies. Amen? And whatever you do influences them directly because they are just now born. You know, I can't tell you this. You know, if I got to go pick your friends, I'll do that for you. I'll outlaw people. I'll do that. But you should be able to do that yourself. Amen? If you got people that are on your cruise that pick and choose their jobs and you let them, shame on you and shame on them. This is your biggest enemy as a human being or your biggest asset. It's one or the other. A friend would not never cause you to compromise if he's a friend in Jesus. Hello. You got to discipline yourself. If you notice, I'm not even talking about immorality or bad habits. I'm just talking about a very general thing. And what I'm trying to get through to you is, as a leader, you've got to develop these things in your life. And I'm not going to tell you it's going to happen overnight, but I am going to tell you that in all of you, these things should already be in your life. You know, I'm sorry you've been a clown all your life and you like to clown. You know what? That's just an inward sign of pain, an outward sign of the pain that you're going through. A need for approval. And let me tell you something. The only approval you need is from God. Amen? You're babbling about a whole lot of noise and nonsense. It's just your need to be recognized. And you need to get to that point where you recognize that that is served by God. Amen? You want to be a leader. Some people want to be leaders and they think they should be leaders. But they just aren't getting serious. And they're serious, but they're not serious 100% of the time. Amen? They go through whatever, and then all of a sudden they back off from it, and then they come back on. But make sure that every time that happens, you get closer. Amen? Every time that you just slide a little bit, that you recognize that it is your habit to slide, and it's a bad habit, and you need to knock it off, and you need to get closer. But people, you have got to remember the very top thing I wrote there above all things. You know what? My biggest problem in having discipline and discipleship is not the new people coming in. It's my leadership that is over them. Did you hear me? My problem is not the new people coming in. It is the leadership that is over them. If you are a compromiser, if you are a backbiter, if you are a clown, if you are not careful, if you do not discipline yourself, then so will everybody that is underneath you notice you and become like you. Do you believe that? It's true. You know, I dealt with issues since I've been here. And, I like people that are serious. You know, and I've told you 100 times, this ain't Barnum and Bailey. This ain't a place to tell jokes or clown around or not be serious, but you need to be serious. You know, when I talk to you, you need to be all ears. And then from that moment on, you need to be totally in direction of where you need to go. And you need to reflect that in your actions amongst everybody else. And when they see you like that, when I speak to you, and you being in that place where you're totally in that direction, going that area, then those people that are underneath you will start to reflect that when you speak to them. But if they see you clowning or I give you something to do and you haphazardly do something, then that's what they see and that's what they will do in their life. Now, if you think that Tommy or Matthew Barnett talks to me and I don't totally focus in, then you're out of your stinking mind. I mean, I focus. Bang. Why? They're my leadership. I have to focus. I have to treat that with respect. I have to narrow it all the way in. I have to be on it. Amen? I'm telling you, my problem in discipleship is not all the people that don't know God. It is the people that know but do not do what they're supposed to do that are leaders. Now, I know that some people will come up to me maybe and they'll tell me, well, I don't want to be a leader. Well, why don't you just quit? The fact is, you don't want to be responsible. You don't want to take responsibility. Well, that's too stinking bad. You're saved. Amen? God died for you. Now grow up. Because if you aren't a leader and you're like everybody else that's just pitiful and won't take their role in life, then how are we ever going to raise up a generation to take back what the devil stole from us? You know? And if you're going to be here a year, 2 years, 4 years, 10 years, that doesn't matter. As long as you're here, you focus. Amen? You make these your character traits in your life, and you live them. And I didn't nowhere say easy. Did I say that? Because it isn't. But it is necessary. Now, the reason why I'm doing this today is because of some incidences over the last week or two that I recognize that I must speak to this. It's not any one person. It's not any one thing. But you guys are too stinking loose, every one of you. I'm not sitting there picking on anybody. Each and every one of you do what you want whenever you feel like it, to some degree. And you got to stop that. Amen? You, Alan, have been here a long time. You know, one of the problems that you're going to face, in all honesty, is because you are so young that I will have a problem, but I will insert you into leadership. But you see, because of your youth, you've got to be a little more serious. You've got to be a little more diligent so that people respect that in you and get over your years. Do you understand? I can't get you to finish things that I've wanted you to do for years. You have a habit of once a month, you blow it. You don't care. You are a clown. You need to knock it off. You need to be serious, and you need to have more compassion towards people. And remember how much I put up out of you. Right? And you need to take charge and not let people tell you what to do. You need to tell people what to do, and you need to stand tall in that area and tell them, you know what? If you don't like it, that's too bad. I'm the boss. You weren't sent here to be the boss. You understand? And I'm just pointing out areas because none of them is a major, but it is a flaw. Amen? And in order to get respect, for people to respect you, you know what? You can't get mad. You can't do those things. What you've got to do is you've got to work through your issues and be that example. And when that happens, then everybody follows your lead. Because a leader is to be followed. And so if you're a good leader, you're followed. If you're a bad leader, you're followed. But your example is what's followed, not your mouth. Amen? But if you run your mouth, then they will run their mouth. But if you sit there and you be that example and you be diligent and they see that love of God and you incorporate this into your life, then your people will start lining up with those character traits in their life because they watch you. You don't let people pick their jobs. You give them jobs. Amen? You don't ask them how you should do it. You tell them how to do it. Amen? You don't let a person walk away from you when you say whatever and they go, oh, I don't want to do that, following somebody else. You don't let that slide. You spank them on the spot publicly so that the other guy won't try that same thing. Are you getting it? But above all, you do what you're supposed to do. I can't tell you that enough, you know. I'm going to tell you right now that if you can't get that right, then you can have a ministry and it'll be a half-assed ministry all your life. Because they'll follow a half-assed leadership, which is you, if you don't get these character traits in your life. Do you understand? And, you know, and what it is, what hurts me so bad is the fact that you have more influence over the people in this discipleship than I do because they interrelate with you more every day than they do me. So whatever example you are is what they become. And there's no way I can do that and build a big ministry. There's no way I can be there all the time. You understand? So it is your responsibility. Now again, you know, I want you to understand, I don't care if you're going to be here 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, don't matter. I don't care if you're here or not. These must be your leadership traits. Wherever you go, forever, this must be who you become. Period. And certainly, when you look at it, you can see why. Now look. One thing, we are all flawed. So don't take anything I said personally. Although that's the first reaction is everybody's always sitting there going, well, he's like this and he's like that. Hey, you know what? We're all flawed. There ain't nobody here that's perfect. Amen? Sometimes I have to tell everybody just be quiet because I got so much going on in my mind that it's spinning too fast to take in one more item. Anybody ever have that problem besides me? You know what I mean? But what I do is I go pray, I ask God to forgive me, and I get right back on track. And I don't repeat the same mistakes again and again and again. I work through them. You know, you see, what I'm trying to tell you people is that God would not have you here if He did not have you to do great things. And I know some of you are planning your lives, and that's okay as long as it's God's plan for your life. Right? But you better be sure that you know this, that these principles here will apply in your life forever, no matter what you do. So you got to be what they say you are. And you've got to change what you're not supposed to be. I find it much safer for myself not to have any friends. Except for other pastors and stuff that, you know, that I can go to and, you know, ask for counsel when I need counsel. And make Jesus my best friend. Because the people you make friends are the ones that will abuse you. Right? And I told you this is a ministry of babies, but they're all hustlers. So they are used to making friends with people in positions that have power so that their way can be a little easier. And you suck for it. Do you think they just got saved and their habits changed? Please. I told you how I felt about anybody that hangs on my leg. Shake them off. Why? They're not hanging on my leg because they want to learn about Jesus. If they want to learn about Jesus, what they'll do is they'll sit just a little ways away from you and they'll watch everything you do. And they'll imitate what they see. And that's why it's so important that you remember this. They ain't listening as much as they're watching. If they really want to learn, they're going to learn who you really are. And that's what they're going to emulate. And you got to listen to this if you're going to listen to anything at all. Leadership 101, back to the basics. It's nothing fancy. I didn't plan it to be a fancy Bible study. But in the end, it's a truth that we all got to learn. Right? You got to get over yourselves. You know, well, Dominic, I'm just human. So aren't we all? My point in all this is very simply this. You need to get a hold of this and recognize why you got to get a hold of it. You need to pray and ask God to help you in this. You need to read and study the Word of God. And as you do that, you will be renewed in these things. But you're not to go for just volume. You're to go for taking what you've learned and walking it out in your life. You know, I know that everybody in this room has backbited me to some degree. Amen? And that's expectable. Right? But I should never hear it anymore. Each and every one that's in this room, you chose to stay with me to learn more. Amen? I didn't call your house to begin with and say, could you please come over here? Amen? So if I'm such a terrible leader, then why are you here? You understand? It's not my fault when you let your discipline slide and I gotta jack you. So get over your hurt feelings. Right? I warned you about making friends. I've warned you about making friends since you've been here. I've warned you about what it will do to you. Why don't you listen yet? Are you understanding me? I've told you this is not Barnum and Bailey. Quit clowning and screw around. Get serious. You've heard that how many times in the last year or so you've been with me? I said, quit talking so much. Wait till you have something to say that's of God instead of your babbling. Right? How many times have you heard me say, do not compromise rules or anything in your life? How many times have you heard me say that? Why? Because compromise leads to failure. If you'll break one rule, you'll break them all. How many times have you heard me say that? And how many times have you heard me say that people are not just listening to you, they are watching you. Everything you say and everything you do. And you know what? Whatever example you are, that is exactly like the people will be underneath you. Let me tell you something. My wife isn't happy with me most of the time. You know why? Because I'm uncompromising. You understand? I am uncompromising about the things of God. And it's not that she is, but she sees things on a different level than me. But I've been a leader for years. You understand? And you are called to be leaders. And if you're going to be a leader, you must become uncompromising. I don't care. You know what? I don't care if you were a trash picker before you got here. I don't care if you were a dope fiend before. I don't care. Because you weren't called to be those things. You just decided to be those things. Amen? You were called to be a leader. And these are leadership standards. Rise up. I never said this would be an easy class. I never even said you guys would enjoy it. Because there's not much fun in being a leader. The fun is serving God and the joy of the Lord that He brings into your life. But it is work, structure, and discipline. Amen? And lots of it. But without it, you're no good as a leader. So get a hold of this. Emilio, I want a Bible study made out of this with notes and stuff, and I want it by the end of the week in some form. I want you to start taking everything that I have spoken so far, and I want you to itemize every study I've given, and I want you to start compiling the leadership manual and submitting it to me in the rough where I can double space it and everything, where I can take and edit it and bring it to a place where it's of a reasonable volume. Amen? And there's been lessons all the way through here that you can take and go through, and you got everything you need, slowing it down, speeding it up. You've been making tapes, right? Have you been keeping the tapes? Well, the only bad thing about that is if you're going to do a manuscript kind of thing, can you slow the computer down? Huh? Well, it might be better, though, that if he does that, and you guys work that out, because I don't care. But starting right now, this is going to be it. And over the next month, we are going to finish the leadership course. And I am going to stomp on your toes, and I'm going to squeeze your hearts, and I'm going to cause you to go inside of yourself and examine what you are doing with your life and why. Amen? Because if you don't do that, this is not some kind of joke. This is not some kind of, a secular thing. I am talking spiritual principles of leadership in this class. I am talking about principles that you got to carry with you all your life. And whether you like them or not is not relevant. Nor is your broken toes. Nor is your hurt feelings. Amen? But I'm going to tell you right now, you got to discipline yourself. You got to become the best workers. You understand? And I don't really think there's anybody in this room that's a bad worker. But we have some character flaws we got to work out. And don't think that if you run away from this, that those character flaws aren't going to bite you all your life. Because they will. You guys, do not backbite me. Do not talk back to me no more. None of you. Amen? You show me that respect. Because I deserve it. And I will have it. Amen? And you start taking the teachings at this stage of your life and you put feet to them. Why? So that you can be what God wants you to be, which is a great leader. Now, I'm going to close with this thought. Let me tell you this, that it will be 5 or 6 years from the time you start with me before you have the things in you it takes to really be a great leader. It's not an overnight thing. You understand? And so don't get all excited, you know, whatever. It's just not going to happen that quick. Because you've got to break your bad habits still. Right? You've got to get to that place where you recognize and pray through every issue. And you got to be on your face and pray through. You know, God, help me to be an example. God, help me to be an example. God, help me to be an example. God, give me discernment of who I should chase out of here. God, help my mind to quit being so stinking nasty and help it to get right. God, give me compassion for people. All those are prayer subjects that got to be in your life. And you got to cover it in prayer, and you got to cover it in prayer, and you got to cover it in prayer, and you can't be lazy about it. You guys should be spending at least an hour or two a day in prayer. Every day. Every day on your face by yourself. And I'm not talking about reading the Word of God. You know what I mean? Because when you have an area identified, it still is not going to change without God helping you through, God helping you to change your heart. You understand? And I'm telling you that it's going to be 5 or 6 years because it's going to be 5 or 6 years. But the principles you learn now are the ones you got to put feet to. And the way you put feet to them is, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. And then when you start to say something, you restructure how you're going to say to whoever what you're going to say. You understand? You got to have compassion on others. You've got to learn to listen to His voice when He speaks and recognize it. And those things do not happen in a year or two or three or four. You understand me? But they will happen if you seek them. But you gotta see. Why is it that everybody thinks that all of a sudden their life will just, I don't know. But I know that's a big lie. Father, help us today to be all that you plan for us to be. And let it be right now, God, that each of us just be touched by you. We love you, Lord. Help us, God. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,